Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
Episode 45.
A nice Wednesday on the podcast.
Wednesday?
I don't know why I've said it's Wednesday today.
It's Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
How are you?
Sloppiest of the days.
You're looking good.
Very good. I got my striped top on.
It looks like it's made out of Wingstop branding.
I know. This came before Wingstop, 100%.
Yeah.
Looks nice. Like the chicken and the egg. What came first? What's your opinions on that?
Chicken. You just can't lay an egg without a chicken, can you?
But where did the chicken come from?
Another chicken laid that chicken.
That's true, yeah.
Easy.
Ethan James is with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone.
Haircut. Hello, Mr. Haircut. Nice to meet you.
Do you think I look nice and fresh, Drew?
I think you look...
Oof.
Definitely can tell you've had a haircut, yeah.
Hey, don't listen to him. Now, Ethan, you're changing your appearance a lot. You're doing something different to your face. You're trying different moisturisers, getting haircuts left, right and centre. Where's your end goal here? What's your end goal?
Well, left, right and centre and on the back. My end goal is just to look a little bit more, I don't know. My skin's never been brilliant, Drew, but I've been using this cleanser by Clinique.
Not sponsored.
But I just feel like maybe I'm the best I've ever looked like in my life.
Your skin is looking lovely.
Thank you.
I still think the hair could do a touch of work, but I think, again, it's probably the best it's ever been.
Yeah.
We know we love the glasses.
We love them. Do you look after your feet?
I've got very nice feet, very slender feet. Maybe the most slender feet you've ever seen in your life.
Like a hair.
What do you mean?
Like a bunny rabbit.
I think I might have told you before, they used to call me Flipper in primary school because I was really little and I had massive long feet and I used to have to get special shoes because my feet were so skinny.
Sticks of celery just in a shoe. Like, how long and narrow are these feet? Just like a big cricket bat in the bottom of a leg.
No, I wouldn't call them that. True,
that's quite tight.
Quite nice, my feet.
Why are they so? What do you mean you have to have special shoes made by whom? Yeah. Fucking Geppetto.
I'm not Geppetto.
Who is making these shoes? Just get some big shoes.
Pinocchio's gonna get a reference in here. You say your feet were nice and you got good feet, but then you're saying you're saying
they were so abstract and abnormal that you had to have special shoes made.
My feet are lovely apart from the day the I think I might have said this before, the rock struck my foot in the stream.
What?
And then
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh no, sorry, Drew. Just a rock in the stream. A child dropped it on it, and it took 200 bit years to come back. And the fungi that existed on my toe for those years was quite astonishing.
When you say it took 2.5 years to come back, from where?
It completely came off. It fell off.
What, your foot?
No, sorry. The nail on my foot.
So I dropped a rock on my foot and it completely came off.
That's horrific. So your big toenail went.
Well, what happened was afterwards on the stream, my stepdad loves biology and that, and you know stuff about blood. And he was squeezing the top of my knee, which apparently he knew that was linked to the artery in my foot. And he was just squeezing my knee and firing blood out from my toe.
Fucking hell.
Your stepdad, there is rumour that he's the serial killer, obviously.
No, no
he's not. He's a lovely man. Yeah. He's a lovely man.
He knows the anatomy of the body. If you squeeze the knee, the blood ejects from the toe at projectile volume.
Did you beat the kid up afterwards?
Pardon?
Did you beat the kid up afterwards? You were the same age, were
you? Oh yeah, we're only little. He didn't mean it, but it did scar me a bit. I can, if I think hard enough, I can go back to that exact moment and sometimes dream of it and that.
Where's this kid now?
Cambridge,
the university.
I know you've got the good end of that straw.
Oh no, sorry. He lives in Cambridge anyway.
Oh,
so he never moved.
So he travelled to WAC.
Oh, no, sorry. We went down to Cambridge. That's where we went down.
He whacks the whack, but he doesn't tack the tack.
Do you know what? I'm very good. I've had a very nice weekend. It's my last weekend of dry January.
Thanks for asking.
Joe does this thing, right, Ethan, where you'll tell him something and you'll be speaking to him for a while about it, and then it'll get to the end and you'll say like a statement about the thing you've been speaking for a while, and he won't believe it happened. What are you fucking saying? I could tell him I'm going on holiday soon. No. Going on holiday, going on holiday, going on holiday. I go on the holiday.
No.
I come back, said I've been on the holiday. Went, no, you fucking didn't.
No, you didn't.
Tell me, prove it to me. You've not been on this holiday.
You...
I've said I've been doing dry January all January. I've been with Ethan a lot of the Saturdays. We won the Manchester Derby in one of the Saturdays. I went home, did a 5K, went to bed. Done. The other Saturday, we did a watch along with me and Jay, and it was, we beat Reading. I went to see a girl for a birthday. It was
Your girlfriend's
birthday party. No, this woman from BBC Radio Manchester. Everyone was there. I had Diet Coke, left, back to audit at 11. I've done dry January. I've completed it. But you don't believe me in the car. In the car, Ethan, he's like, you've not. He didn't believe me.
Well, it's not that I don't believe you, but I want you to paint a picture of the man that exists in that car. Because it's hard to believe anything you say when you're driving around the streets looking the way you do when you when you're in that car. Because it's... You pulled up outside mine, you gave us a lift here, thank you so much. You look mad when you're driving. Show them the glasses.
Right, keep it on. Keep
so
the
this is
on.
So Joe pulls up to the car, to my house, and on all I see, so face, first of all, face that way. face across that way, so the camera won't see. So that's what I see. That's what I see, so a man wearing glasses. And then look at me, this is what the rest of the world sees. Look.
So essentially, I look at that, look at the tip broken off the side of them as well. Got like a weapon on me. Essentially, I've got these glasses and I used to watch the TV with them because I'm long, I can't see real. Like, oh my God, look at everyone's face now, it's great. And the dog had them. The dog was in, he's in his bed.
Wearing them?
He wasn't wearing them, no.
Doing a crossword.
Yeah. but yeah, so I have these glasses and as you can see, they're a bit wonky. One of the legs doesn't exist.
Oh, you're joking. I hadn't noticed that. Balancing on your head like you're fucking Morpheus from Matrix.
I remember getting into a little bit of a... Road rage is great with these on because whenever you're... I was going to say your opponent. Can you say that? Whenever the opposition fucking turns up, what gives you shit? You look at them like this. You go, what? You what?
And then they go, oh shit, he's not very well. Yeah.
Never going to road rage whilst wearing
No one can stay mad when you drive past that. You think he's probably got 2 or 3 months left before he's in a full-time facility. That's what you think when you see you.
Tell the audio listeners what they look like.
So to describe it is. So is this called the stem or the arm or the
leg? The leg.
The leg. One is completely off.
Gone.
One just no longer exists.
One fell off whilst I was driving.
Did it?
Yeah. I don't know how it happened. I think it must have come undone and then it just fell off.
And the other one has been chewed almost to the point that it is no longer functional. The tip of the other arm has been removed, revealing a very sharp...
Very sharp.
...pointy undernail.
It's so sharp.
That presumably sort of digs into the skin. There's a huge scuff on one of the lenses that makes it almost impossible to see through. They are... poorly made and very lightweight at the best of times. And
they do a job.
Shockingly.
They do a job.
I found a solution for this, if you don't mind me saying, Drew, as a fellow glasses wearer.
Yeah.
During like COVID and things, when I was revising for my old, doing my dissertation and that, I too had a leg fall off and I couldn't get the leg replaced. So what I'd done was, have you heard of Fab Ice lollies? They're not quite long enough, the stick, to reach the ear. Yeah. But if you tie two lolly sticks together and then you're thinking at that point, oh, hang on, does it stay on the ear? Well, you need that little bit of bendy bit. You just put a bit of sellotape at the end and make it like a bit of a ball.
Wow.
Sit that at the end and it just stays on your head like that.
Imagine you said, I've spent a lot of the weekends in January with Ethan. Imagine seeing these two fuckers walking around. One of them's just got no stem on. The other one's got two fucking lolly sticks holding his
Do you know what I like
on.
That plan so
what
much?
What a pair of nutters you two are.
I like that plan so much because it means I can eat two fab lollies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Each side,
that's four.
I'll get a mini Magnum and eat about 8 of them.
That is unbelievable.
You got any pictures of them glasses, if you can show them?
I'm afraid I don't. I didn't think I'd ever share that because I'd do it in private in my
I'm
room.
I'm really proud of you for sharing that.
What else has he got up to in private, I wonder?
Yeah, it all comes out in the end, doesn't it?
I went to a wonderful event on the weekend.
Wow, you're excited.
Oh, yeah. I went to watch a friend of ours called Tony Wright in amateur wrestling, WWE style, chairs, DDTs, top rope jumps, K chaos. A lot of it was chaos.
Where was
Tony
it?
Was having his first fight. Well, this is what we'll get onto this. Tony is on the Stephen Tries podcast, and Stephen was there, Cameron was there, and our partners were there as well. So we got fully into it. Tony's flatmates made signs. It was brilliant. It was in Birkenhead, which is an interesting place.
Where
in
is that?
On the Wirral. It's near the seaside.
Is it?
Yeah, nearly went.
Wow.
It's near the seaside.
It's something magical about the seaside.
It's something magical about the seaside.
Just where the land
fucking sea.
That's just water.
Wow.
It's amazing. I love the seaside.
It's great, isn't it? No, I was just saying, so we got there, and one of the interesting things is, obviously, Stephen is very well known, and I've been with two places with Stephen where people are just stunned by seeing him in this place. Mm. Like, why is he in Birkenhead?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And people were walking by, they couldn't get over it. Another one was when we went on to Cameron's pub crawl in Prescott. You've been to Prescott?
No.
Fucking
John Prescott?
No, not John Prescott. It's a little bit wild in two Prescott.
Jags.
What do you mean, two Jags?
That was John Prescott's nickname.
Two Jags?
Because he had two Jaguars.
Well, what, for every other day of the week?
I guess one was, how many days a week do you think there are? Four? You know,
sorry.
Every other day of the week, two times two,
sorry,
four.
Sorry.
I don't know why. I guess he had two jokes, one for business, one for pleasure.
Really? Well, so people were stunned by seeing Steve, and it was just great to see their faces. Some of the highlights of the event.
Mm.
This woman, lovely woman, it was in a church hall, essentially. This woman was selling raffle tickets. And the prize for the raffle... Right, so there was free tickets to the next show.
Great.
There was merch. Ooh. There was a photo with one of the wrestlers.
One in particular, or do you get to
choose? No, just one in particular.
Oh, dear.
The worst one. And then the top prize, two bottles of Prime. So don't forget the raffle. She's going around with a raffle. Right,
that.
So she's getting stuck in selling raffle tickets. She's great.
How much are raffle tickets?
Oh, £1. She's done well. She's done well off the raffle. Fair play. She sold the book out. Mad's that. How
no,
crazy. She sold the book out.
That's fucking £200.
It's great. She's about 50 years old. She's like, woman, proper like Birkenhead. Like, I love, buy a ticket. I don't know. Anyway, she loves the wrestling as well. You'll enjoy this. You'll enjoy this.
Oh.
She keeps telling us you'll enjoy this. And to be honest, we did enjoy it. One of the matches was called like a Royal Rumble.
Mm.
Where basically 30 men like run in and just batter each other.
Bloody hell.
It got a bit edgy at one point where a guy called Barry, they clearly not got 30 men, so other people went and put on different masks. So when they got eliminated, they'd go run in the back, put on a different mask and come in. This guy called Barry kept coming in, but he kept coming out as different nationalities.
Ooh.
Polish Barry, Mexican Barry, and he'd come out.
There's a limit to what?
There's a limit.
There wasn't.
I said, please don't. Please.
There wasn't a Nigerian Barry.
No, there was not a Nigerian Barry. He stayed very much in the safe zone.
Yeah.
And didn't cross over to...
So race-wise, he kept it sort of locked in?
Race-wise, he kept it locked in. There was no cancelable moments unless...
Mexican Barry is on the...
Mexican... Do you think Mexican Barry?
Yeah. Probably.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Didn't Jeremy Clarkson have to apologise for doing a bit of a Mexican...
I thought that was Argentina. Anyway, he kept coming back as Barry, Barry, Barry. This one guy at one point stands up from the crowd and says, I want to come in.
What?
I want to come in.
Was this you?
Rips his top open.
No.
Rips his top. Goes running to the crowd. Guess what happened?
What?
The woman with the raffle tickets starts beating him up.
No!
It's part of the show.
No!
Hey, you're not getting in. Bang, clattered the guys on the floor.
Raffle.
Go on, Sheila. She's levering this guy. She's on him. Get him out. And the guy's so good at like pretending he's fucked, like, he's fucked on the floor. Like,
he's dazed.
She gets him. She fucks him out the fire exit. Sheila!
Yeah!
Dusts her hands off. Yeah, gives him the wanker sign.
Throws a bottle of Prime at his corpse.
Done. It was so good, that bit. But you don't know what's real.
No.
Like, I thought, fucking hell.
The whole thing, the world has just become...
Yeah.
You can't trust it anymore.
You can't trust it.
Mm.
The main event, title match. Main event, title match. This guy comes out. Wow, he looks like a proper wrestler. Like, built like fuck. Really, I tucked him straight away. Yellow pants, I thought, he's bit of me, him. Woo! Getting stuck
mustard.
In. Mustard, loved it. I loved it. So then, when the opposition came out and they play the theme music, I started giving this guy shit.
Yeah, give him hell, Joe.
Oh, yeah, like giving him the wanker sign. Like, loser, give him a loser.
A loser sign?
A loser, so bad. Giving him the loser,
That makes you look like an absolute sad act, honestly.
And he looked at me like, fucking hell. Like, he really looked upset. I was doing it. And he's slipping like that. And he was going like, he was the champion, so he was going towards the different crowds and putting his belt.
Did they like
that.
Him?
They loved him.
But you didn't.
I didn't. I took to loser. Like, proper giving him shit. And he kept looking at me like, honestly, he looked so sad that I was giving him the loser. Like, fucking hell. Like, he looked distraught.
That's sad, isn't it?
Anyway.
It's the only local event.
Let's put it this way. He won me round by the end of it. And he fucking won, didn't he?
Champion.
It was unbelievable. I was going mad. Me and Becky, like, yeah, that fucking buzzing.
Throw Becky in the ring.
And we
do her next.
Because
DDT.
Because Steve attracted some like fans. A lot of the wrestlers that have been before kind of stood near us. And what they were doing is kind of like, to see if we enjoyed it, because they knew it was our first time. When there was a big move that happened, like a big slam,
yeah.
They look at us and go,
that's what about that choke slam, eh?
Right.
You don't get that on WWE. It's not in a church hall anyway, is it? So better, really.
And they go, oof. See that? Doesn't happen often.
Yeah, anyway, you're lucky to get that.
This guy wins us round. Fucking smashes this guy up. Wins 1, 2, 3, ding, boom, ding, champion. Ding. And I'm loving it. Yeah, and I've got my jacket like swinging it around.
Tits out.
No tits out. And at the end, as he comes off, he walks down the ramp and he goes, up the Reds.
Oh.
He's a United fan. He watches the channel.
He knew you!
He watches Paddock.
Oh, he must have killed him when he came out.
So imagine you're wrestling and you see someone that you love. No.
And like,
he could even
YouTube.
Be a slopper.
Oh.
Why is he? Give me the wanker sign.
Oh,
so
that's
I
the last thing.
You know,
people
Lance.
Say don't meet your heroes.
Yeah.
Imagine you walk out and one of them's calling you a loser for no reason whatsoever. You don't even know him.
No, good.
But he won it by the end. That's good. He won you by the end.
How would you be in wrestling? Do we like WWE style wrestling?
Yeah, I went to go and watch it a few years ago at the arena.
A few years ago?
What, 5 years ago? What?
How old were you?
25.
That's good, yeah.
You just went 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I supported a mate. Your mate's
I
not
supported
John
a mate.
Cena.
John Cena is all of our friend. Have you seen what he does for fucking Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Loyalty. What do you mean?
He's got the record for the most wishes made. Like 450
Hold on.
Wishes.
Surely there's a dolphin out there who beats him.
What?
Make-A-Wish. Don't they swim with dolphins as well?
Sometimes, but a lot of them aren't capable.
Don't tell me there's not a dolphin that's got more appearances than John Cena for Make-A-Wish.
No one has got more appearances for Make-A-Wish than John Cena.
Not even a dolphin.
A dolphin. There's not one that's like, oh, I'm meant to be doing a show at 2, but let's go to the hospital, say hello to the sick kids.
Oh, the sick kids.
They pass it around. So
there's probably the sick kids come to them.
What I'm saying is there's probably 60 dolphins that have got it spread out. There's only one Cena.
Okay, there is
John Cena. Yeah? And he is the friend of everybody. So, yes, I was watching my friend.
So, did you make signs or did you get stuck in?
I just got bladdered and went and left.
It's good fun.
But it was fun. Are you worried about losing your hair? You won't be surprised to find out that 1 in 5 men start losing their hair in their 20s. That is where Sons comes in. Sons are a men's healthcare brand that offer clinically proven, licensed hair loss treatments for less than a cup of coffee per day. They've treated over 50,000 customers and their treatments deliver results in 9 out of 10 men.
I've signed up for a 12-week program and I can tell you, it's very easy. Mm. All you got to do is take their 1-minute online consultation and Sons will tailor a subscription treatment plan specifically for your needs. Although, maybe not for your needs.
Well, this is very exciting because I'm looking out for you and you need this treatment. So go to suns.co.uk and use the code JOE40 to get 40% off your treatment. That is mad, isn't it?
That is a
40%.
Lot.
40%. And that adds up to £80 off a 6-month treatment. It's a lot of money.
I'm going to give it a go and you'll hopefully see some progression here in my head. There are no contracts or hidden charges and it all can be delivered straight to your door as easy as that. I could be looking like Joe Smith in 12 weeks' time.
And so could you. Go to suns.co.uk and use the code JOE40. The link is in the description. I've had such a good week, Joe.
Have you?
Oh, my God. We went away for our anniversary.
Of course!
Yeah. Hot tub. Shepherd's hut. We went... Just get away.
Sorry, what's a shepherd's hut?
A shepherd's hut is a sort of caravan made of wood. But instead of it being the worst thing in the world, it's quite posh.
Nice.
And it's got a little cooking facility. So obviously, naturally, we're away on holiday. We made dinner in. We stayed in.
Of course you
dinner.
Did, yeah. Didn't leave the house.
Didn't leave the house because why go out to a restaurant when you can make the same sort of food you have
what
any
did
day?
You make then?
Raviolis.
Raviolis? Wow.
Yeah, we had some raviolis. Raviolis with a little mascarpone.
You made raviolis?
Yeah. I spent so long in the hot tub.
Really? Here's did you piss in the hot tub?
5, 6, 7 times. Obviously. I'm a
does Lizzie
I'm
know
a
you
No, she was saying...
It's getting warmer,
she was getting out for a wee. And when she got out, I was just letting drip. I mean, letting rip.
Letting drip? That's disgusting.
Well, of course you can do, because we opened it up and there's a lot of chlorine use in action. So there's a lot of chlorine use going on. So I knew that this thing could swallow a piss or two. Do you know what I mean?
Were swallowing a piss
or two. There was a lot of chlorine. So
yeah, because I'm saying there's a lot of chlorine.
This thing could choke down a piss or two. That's all I'll say. And it did, manfully. It was brilliant at it. Everything I gave it, gobble, 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 straight down the filter. But that wasn't the best night. The next night, we went to this hotel. Because we thought, that was near Aberystwyth, which is like nearly a 4-hour drive with traffic.
Too far.
So on the way back, halfway back near Wrexham, we got another hotel for the night.
Took her out to Wrexham.
Wow, did we Wrexham? I don't know. Wrectum. Sorry, I've gone down a hole here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Is it dribbling again?
But we got there, and it was a golf course with a hotel on it.
So you've been to a shepherd's backyard.
Shepherd's hut.
Sorry. You've been to a shepherd's farm, and now you've taken to Wrexham on a golf course.
This is elite holiday making. We get there. First of all, there's a wedding on, so everything's out of action. We're not allowed in the kitchen. You're not allowed in the restaurant. They've got it all booked out.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But that means that we're tipping our head towards a takeaway. And I think I've perfected the Indian takeaway.
Really? That's good to know. It.
In later life, I hadn't had lime pickle till I was 25.
Same day you went to wrestling?
I think it might be the best food on earth. So I just get six...
What do you mean? It's not the best day on... It's not... Lime pickle's all right.
I get six poppadoms. Fuck the rice right off.
Yeah, rice is done.
Rice has had its day.
I don't mind it during like lunches and stuff for yourself, but if you get the takeaway, I think rice is... Done.
I agree with that. Rice has had its day. Six poppadoms. Double up on the pickle tray. I'm talking onion. I'm talking mango chutney. Raita. I'm talking lime pickle. I'm talking that weird red chili one that's sometimes too spicy, sometimes not spicy at all.
There's no in between.
Six of them, please.
And you're having all six?
I'm having all... Well, I bought eight. Lizzie can have two. I'll have six.
Jesus, you had six poppadoms?
Yes, because I'm not having any other starters because there's nothing as good as poppadoms.
Even he's having six...
It's quite a lot of poppadoms, that, Joe.
It's just big crisps. Anyway, so it's chips and dip for the Indian market. Oh. Phenomenal. Right? Then we move on to our main, and I'd never had this before.
So how... No, hold on. What? You said you've mastered it.
Yeah.
Surely that means you, over time you've developed an order.
I have.
So you've never had this one before?
I've never had this one before, but I've got closer and closer and closer each time. So when you first go, you might have a chicken tikka masala, chicken korma. And if you stick with that and that's your favourite, fine. But I think the aim for anything is to try different things. But we all know once you get there, lamb is the best thing to have in a curry.
Yes.
It's got the most flavour. It's the only thing that really fights back against the spices in the sauce. And wow, does it fight back. Okay? But we go to another level here.
Okay.
And I want to introduce you to something that I've never had before. It was a curry. It was, again, a relatively sort of run-of-the-mill sort of Balti Buna style sauce. You know, just a brown sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Medium spice. In that curry was 5 whole lamb chops.
Wow.
That had been cooked in the curry sauce.
Wow.
It was fucking fantastic.
Really?
Amazing.
So that was what you had?
It was amazing,
Are you
Joe?
Just a disgrace by
everything.
The end of this?
So I've got 6 poppadoms, double up on the pickle tray. I like that little salad that comes with a slice of lemon in it, just to sort of mix things up a bit. And I've got the curry with the lamb chops in it and just a garlic naan. No rice.
Just a garlic naan.
So I'm scooping and I'm duping and you're picking the lamb chops up and you're eating them. It was sensational. And I'm never going back. The lamb chop in the curry is the best thing you can get. It was amazing. Have you ever had that?
Yeah, I've had it once.
It's amazing, isn't it? Isn't
it
so
beautiful.
Good?
It is beautiful.
Oh, my God.
So that's the best curry you've ever had?
No.
Oh.
It was...
Jesus.
So the sauce itself wasn't that good because
How can you master something by just saying all you've done is got load of poppadoms and a curry that you don't really like?
No, but
you are more fascinated by the chops inside.
No,
there.
But here's
your reds
the thing.
Fell off.
But here's the thing, Joe. That's the whole point because I know I can tell you that this wasn't a good curry house. This was the best thing they had near Wrexham at that moment. But the fact that that it was still as enjoyable as it was is a testament to the fact you have to go lamb chop. Because imagine the lamb chop in a sauce at a better restaurant.
Okay.
My head's gone. If I'd have not gone for that, it would have been unenjoyable. Instead, it was one of the most enjoyable curries I've ever had. Amazing. Nice.
And how was the weekend as a whole? Was good?
I can't really remember anything except the curry.
Did you have a drink or were you sober?
It was a very wet weekend. Piss wet through for the whole weekend. So we were in the hot tub for most of it. Then the hotel had a swim.
Swim. Pool. Yeah.
We went in that in the night, then went into the steam room, very wet in there. And then back into the hotel, cold bath in the morning. Shower in the night, cold bath in the morning, then back into the swimming pool, then back to the hotel, second shower, and then out.
Do you find these places a bit, like, they're a rip-off, aren't they? The Shepherd's Hut, I bet, was expensive.
How do you think
I've been looking, and it's like 200, 250?
No, it was 120 quid for a night. Right. Which is a lot, backyard. But it was on a farm, so you weren't near anyone. There was a cat there that I couldn't get rid of. Also, another thing I need to show
you. Ethan should have brought Ethan along. He would have fucking somehow killed it.
Do you know, I've been very much sort of up on the old, like, routine. Working on myself.
Yeah, doing my editing.
Two new things in the routine.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. I need to show you this picture. I've been snoring a little bit, so I've got the nose strips.
Right.
Also, I've got a grind guard now.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That cost me so much money because the NHS don't do teeth. Cost me 250 quid.
For a grind guard?
Yeah, it's so big and hard. I can barely fit it in
a shepherd's backyard for that.
But this is what I look like when I'm trying to sleep now. What do you make of that? Imagine you're my partner and this sort of the vague suggestion is that we might copulate at some point and you've got to roll over and try and have sex with that.
God.
That was me asleep. That's
so mad. What is going on with you? You look so wild. What happens there? What happens with each other? Like, when do you put the grind guard in?
The grind guard goes in once Lizzie falls asleep, if you know what I mean.
Have you ever done something sexual with the grind guard in?
Absolutely not. I don't think I could do it. I have to breathe through my mouth. So that.
Like a turtle having sex.
Do you want to have sex with that?
No, thank you.
The offer's on the table.
Ethan, you ever brought any props into the bedroom ever in your life?
Well, I don't think so.
What about ice? Have you ever used ice? I've used ice once.
Ice?
Yeah, like sensitive stuff.
Ooh. What's up here?
Sorry.
Are you sat on the floor and there's a woman stood above you?
You're wanking off Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of using ice. You never used ice?
As what?
Like in the bedroom.
What do you mean in the bedroom? There's an ice bucket in the hotel. Is that what you mean?
No, you're not. You've definitely used something. What's
to help yourself out?
No,
like popped it down your cock end.
Fuck. Ethan, have you done anything exciting this
just
week?
Knocking an ice cube down it like a snake swallowing a goat.
Oh, I did something fun. Snake swallowing a goat. You're disgusting.
You see the shape of it as it goes down, seemingly into the bollocks.
Get this. Today I did something embarrassing. So we had the strikers are out today. So I like to give a beep to the strikers. Beep 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 beep.
What strikers like? Wayne Rooney Street Striker?
No.
Oh.
Like the unions and that.
Oh yeah.
And I was giving them a couple of beeps. I love it. And then I was driving.
Is the beeper fuck you or a beeper go for it? Lads?
Go for it. Okay. You don't go fuck you, do you?
I think. Oh, you go back. Loser. That's what you did.
Beep, 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 beep. I got my routine now for the strikers. Beep, 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 beep. Like that. They nice. Love it.
Love all that.
They love it. They're waving flags and stuff like that. So I'm driving around the Kellogg's factory in Media City going back. I'm not demanding
a refund?
I'm not going shopping.
It said a lifetime supply. How come I've eaten it in 8 months?
Fill this bin bag full. I'll have it in a week.
I know you're throwing loads away.
Yeah. I'm driving past that and I see what I think are strikers. Oh, there's about 7 or 8 people and they've got like stuff in their hands and I'm not wearing these at the minute. So shame. I start beep, 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 beep,
yes,
beep, beep.
Yes, go on, lad.
You're just fixing a fence.
No.
Turn around, like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, fuck.
I love fences. I've always fences. Loved fences,
sorry,
guys.
Sorry, guys. Thought you were on strike. Never mind. Ethan, how's your week been, mate?
Yeah, went today to get my inhalers, which is usually a very interesting trip.
Oh. Why?
Well, the last time I went to go get my inhalers, because it's in Levenshulme, you see, and, I tried to get them to Salford, but the woman said, well, you should have asked for that first, darling, because I've already put them through.
Did that wind you up a bit? Did you have to sort of take a deep breath and calm down?
Well, yeah.
Get your big mate to go batter her.
One of those classic, I would never batter any receptionist. Or woman.
Or or anyone in reception.
Or any... Yeah. Any child, person, anyone, actually. I wouldn't batter anyone.
get your mates to do it.
So the last time I went to get my inhaler, I made a day out of it. So I get the tram at Piccadilly Station, and then I had a train station pint. Yeah.
Hold on, you had a pint before getting your inhaler?
Well, that's what I'd done the last time, Drew. I made a proper day of it.
He blew into it. He thought it was a breathalyzer by the time he got there. What's that on the register? Go on then, day
but,
out.
But this time...
He has to wait, doesn't he?
I know, he loves
sorry.
It.
Sorry. This time, I couldn't go to the train station because there was strikes. So the whole day, my whole day was ruined. Because I always look forward to getting my pint on the way to get
How did you
day.
Get there then?
I had to get a taxi. So I got a taxi to the pharmacy from this taxi driver, who was a bit of a rude taxi driver. So
why?
He was just being a bit like, you know, just a bit... I was trying to be a little bit social and a little bit chatty, and he was like cutting me off on that. So I was thinking,
A proper like sit next to you on a train or on a plane, and you've got someone to talk to for 9 hours, aren't you?
No, I'm
would you be a nightmare? Let's say you were going like to Thailand or something.
Yeah,
you'd be a nightmare to sit next to for a stranger, wouldn't you?
No,
they sit down, you're already there.
Murray Mint.
And then it's from there, it is non-stop for 9 hours. Yeah, the thing with Les Ferdinand is he's proper good in the air, but nothing on Shearer. Yeah, like, just for non-fucking stop.
On your phone of the people you're going to meet in Thailand.
Can you believe we've got Ginola?
Look at the size of that.
Yeah. Do you just talk non-stop in those situations?
Well, I just try
You're stood at the front of the bus talking to the driver, aren't you?
No, I just like to be friendly and that. So anyway, he dropped me off, went in the pharmacy, went to get my inhalers. The bloody receptionist put my new address down wrong because she couldn't listen. So wherever that was for. So I got them. They said, oh, you don't have to pay. You're on Universal Credit. And I went, I've not been on Universal Credit for a year now. And I thought, should have kept that quiet.
Someone's earning.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Living the dream now. And then after that, I had to get another taxi, didn't I? Because of the train strike.
But what about
same
bus?
Bloody taxi driver.
No. Oh, God. Did you say hello again?
Well, last time I saw him, obviously, I closed the door. I went, fuck off, you rude bastard. I think he heard us. Then he picked us back up again. And he didn't speak us the full way.
He didn't say, fuck off, you rude bastard.
Fuck off, you rude
oh
bastard.
Oh, my God.
How many stars did you give him?
Oh, I just give him 5.
Yeah, good on you.
Just
amicable.
Have you got your inhalers on you now?
Oh, yes, actually.
Let's have a look then. Let's get them out.
Can Joe have a go?
Well, these are the pink ones. I'll cover up the fake address. I think a lot of people know where I live anyway. But
What does that mean?
Why?
What if a lot of people know where you live? Like, you live at fucking 10 Downing Street.
Well, I've described, like, my location on the podcast before. So I feel like, have you ever seen Don't Fuck With Cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could probably do a little bit of detective work and pinpoint exactly where I live.
I know, yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
They might be making this series too about you, your family.
No,
Don't Fuck With Cats 2, the whack edition.
Funnily enough, Ethan's mum will be on the Friday episode this week. Special guest, secret surprise guest. So if you got this far in the pod, you get to know about it. Ethan's mum will be on Friday, so make sure you tune in for that. Joe McGrath, should we do some 9 out of 10 club?
Yes, do some 9 out of 10
club. So the 9 out of 10 club, every week we bring some food in, food or drink, that you at home or us in the studio deem to be 9 out of 10. From there, we rate it, we rank it, and if we agree that it's 9 out of 10, it goes in the club. This week, who's it from?
This one's from Mario. And you've been told off, apparently, about your eating.
Yeah, my girlfriend says that I breathe into the mic too much. She says my nose whistles when I breathe in. Listen.
Oof. Come on, then. Right, what have we got today? I'm excited for this one. Can you believe, what episode is this going to be?
44.
45,
sorry.
45, I think.
And this is the first time a food item like this is coming to the table.
This is the first ever pizza.
It's incredible.
How have we never done pizza?
I really don't know.
And this one specifically, requested by Mario, is the Domino's Mighty Meaty with extra dip. It's a classic. Every student in the country.
I fucking love a garlic dip. Show it off. Show it off. Turn it.
Look at this.
Look at this. What is on the Meaty Feasty Boys?
So on the Mighty Meaty...
Meat Feasty Sexy Boys.
We've got pepperoni, ham, a little sausage meat. Then there's a sort of scrumpled kind of loose sausage meat alongside the sort of pre-organized discs. Then there's onion, mushroom, and of course their classic base with, I believe, is a sort of corn flour.
Yeah.
Kind of crumb.
Would this be
on
one of your go-to choices, Ethan?
Well, I live right next to a Domino's, so again, if you watch Don't Fuck With Cats, you could probably pinpoint me down even more. But I live near a Domino's, so I'll pop in and get my medium pizza for, I think it's now $7.99, went up from $5.99, but we still like that kind of deal. And I get the two toppings, usually pepperoni and jalapenos.
Do you know what? I like that, Ethan. That's mine. Come and have a little bit of this pizza here. A little bit cold. Obviously, got garlic dip. So...
It's interesting, isn't it?
Oh. Out of all the chains, I think Domino's is the best.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
See, I go through phases of thinking it might be some of the least edible food in the world. And then other times I think, this is sensational, this.
Wow. What you've not witnessed there or heard there on the Stoppy Joe's is we absolutely demolished that pizza. To the point where we had a 2-minute break and all of us just went fucking weird. Like, you were like, crouched down over like... You didn't even look up.
I don't know you're in the room. It's such a weird thing, that, because...
I'm sorry, but that was sensational.
It's weird, isn't it? Because it's, sometimes you have a Domino's and it's horrible. And you think, what am I even eating? It's like cake with fake meat on it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I feel a bit ashamed that this is the first pizza we've had on. Because... I know this isn't traditional pizza. I know this isn't Italian pizza. I know this isn't good pizza. This is bad chain American pizza.
It's like salt and pepper chicken is not Chinese food.
No, exactly. It's its own
chain
thing.
Sort of like...
But then you think about it, and when you actually eat that, when we all ate that then, I enjoyed that so much. And it's not my favourite pizza in the world, but that was fucking right nice.
That was unbelievable.
And the sauce... Which I think we should do a separate ranking for, because that garlic and herb dip is like it's made out of objects that don't exist in normal life. Domino's have got their own chemical elements in their lab that no one else... We've got like carbon, oxygen, whatever. They've got like garlicky.
Yeah.
And they're just putting drips in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what they've got.
I don't know what they've got. It's incredible.
When we just think how much we enjoyed that then, I can't not put it in. And I didn't think I was going to. I thought, oh, Domino's, same old. Yeah. I've had it before. It's a bit shit. I loved eating that.
I absolutely loved eating it.
I loved eating it. I just enjoyed it.
Now, the garlic dip as well adds to it so much. So there's not a bad bite of food. I don't know what I'm saying here.
I can't that believe was inc- it. That it was really so nice. Good.
Ethan, what did you make of it?
Oh, well, that was... Wow. Mario, he's obviously, maybe he's Italian, he knows his pizza. Obviously this is an American branded pizza, but it's still delicious. I think we did bring on a pizza once, it might have been a Patreon special. It was the worst food we could find in Manchester.
Oh, yes. Shit, that was bad.
In comparison. And this, wow, if you want to know what a good pizza is compared to that, this was absolutely banging. I'll kick us off, it's in the 9 out of 10.
It means he only needs one more. He only needs one more because who was it again? Mario at home has already put it in for one. So that's 2 votes. So it needs 3 out of 4. Should we say it at the same time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going in.
It's in. I can't believe it. I didn't want to. I wanted to be high and mighty and above it. Oh, it's not traditional. There's that. There's not a stone oven, wood fired, all that. It was so enjoyable.
It was so nice. The garlic and herb dip, I think it's a yes for the 9 out of 10.
That's a yes from me as well. The dip is unbelievable.
Ethan.
Oh, I enjoy the dip as well, Drew. It was, I feel quite nice right now.
Yeah, me too. I could have a big nap.
We've got another slice each down there.
I can't believe it's in, but it's in.
Last week on the podcast, I promised to get to some of your emails, your advice, your agony bants.
Agony bants.
Agony bants. Agony bants. Are you ready to give some good advice, Ethan?
Oh, always.
Do you think you had... have you got a memory of the best advice you've ever given, or like a time you had to pick a mate up, as in like who would low, and you sorted them out, Ethan? You know, you said, listen, you can do this.
Fucking hell, that's quite a big question for someone who's not as very witty like me. Let me think straight off the bat. I've probably given a few friends along the years at university some advice about females.
Females.
Oh, God.
Humans, presumably, or just female, any
human
animal.
Human females.
Yeah. You can give advice on any female, though, can't you?
So I'm quite good at lifting the confidence of the receiver of my advice.
Receiver of your what? Sorry, I missed that.
Oh, sorry, receiver of my advice, Drew. Receiver of my advice.
So let's say that Joe McGrath is single.
Yeah.
He's got his first date since Becky left him for Andrew the plumber.
Yeah,
I know. Sorry about that.
It's a shame.
Big day for Joe. He goes, I don't know if I should do it. It's only been 3 days. It's straight in there.
No, I'm straight in.
It's only been 24 hours.
Don't mess about.
But you know, she's moved on. So should I? I'm not sure I should go on this date, Ethan. Please help me out. What would you say to Joe McGrath?
All right. Can I see a picture of her? What would you rate her out of 10 for us? What would you rate her out of 10?
What would I rate her out of 10?
Yeah, the woman you're going on a date with.
Yeah.
There's a picture. What if I showed you a picture of your mum?
I was trying to get in
Hold on,
first
on a date with your mum,
That's the scenario.
That's a good scenario.
He shows you the picture, and it is unfortunately your mum.
Well, you mastered your mince.
That's a shame, because I was ready for a zinger of my own there, but how the tables have been quickly turned.
What was your zinger? What was your
zinger? Show me the picture of the new girl again.
There's the picture of the new girl.
Oh, yes, she's foul. 3 out of 10. Perfect for you, Joe.
Yeah. Three out of ten. Gross. You're punching, so well done. Keep
Cover her in garlic dip. Maybe you'll get it to a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sorry. Do you want to do the scenario with my mother now?
No. I want to help out.
Oh,
right.
Sorry.
Dear Sloppers. We actually have got to cut that bit out because he says, please keep me anonymous. He really says that. No, I want to help someone out here, Ethan. Anonymous. Ethan James, give them a name.
Did you actually say the person's name there by accident?
Yes, by accident.
We've cut that out.
All right, should we do that again then?
Thanks very much for re-establishing the fact, then.
Sorry, do we do that again then?
No, Ethan, no more chat about your mum. She'll be on Friday's episode.
Ooh.
And getting a little spit roast.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. I'm going to help Anonymous out here with a agony bounce. Ethan, give Anonymous a name.
I'm going to call him... Pavlichenko
says, I'm reaching out to you both and Ethan for your opinions and views on something I'm dealing with in my relationship. My girlfriend and I have not been dating long. She has many tattoos. Well, I don't have any.
Oh, no.
I do quite like tattoos on a girl, and maybe I will get one someday. However, my girlfriend has a spontaneous side where she would get a tattoo just out of the blue. Over the past 6 months, she's gone and gotten 3 tattoos without much notice at all. Her friend was even trying to get to convince her last week they should both get a quite large tattoo done together. I don't know what that means.
Sustainability? What, that little recycling triangle with the 3 arrows and an empty can in the middle?
Right, underneath chest, torso area.
Oh, dear.
Every time she says she's getting a tattoo, I get really nervous. I'm afraid she's going to be caught. She's going to get something silly or change her appearance so much I find her less attractive. I am aware that I cannot force her to change. I would never do that, but I find it hard to get hard for this. I would like your advice,
find
as
it
I'm
hard
sure.
To get hard for this.
Sometimes I just can't be asked reading end of the lines.
So you said I find it hard to.
Sometimes
get hard
with
for
the
this.
Travel on Radio Manchester, I just go. There's travel. I would like your advice. I am sure many couples deal with this as tattoos are a big change to a person. Keep up the good work. Pavlichenko.
I don't really get it.
So you want your girlfriend to get loads of tattoos.
Your girlfriend who already has tattoos, so you knew when you got with her that she's a person that is willing and interested in and has got tattoos, is getting more tattoos, and you don't like it. I don't think you've got a leg to stand on there, pal. I think she just gets the tattoos and you live with it. You knew she was someone that got... It's not like when Ford released the new Mondeo. No one comes around and like puts new panels on it. I get that. But this isn't that.
Yeah, but what if
her hobby and her joy is getting tattoos?
No, because it's like, what his worry is that she's got like 1 or 2 tattoos when she got there.
Yeah.
And now she might be just covered in
them. Well, the one tattoo, if she got in full size, your dad's face over her face tattooed, then it might be a struggle to have sex with that yeah. person. Do you know what I mean? Imagine Becky came home and she just looks like Joe Senior.
Okay. Yeah. That's a hard one.
You immediately erect. Didn't know that was coming, did you? Your dad's face with a woman's body.
Jesus Christ.
So, I get that, but as long as it's just like, this is like a hobby. Imagine you're into, what are your hobbies? This is like a Deliveroo. Hobby.
Yeah, and imagine if I got Deliveroo every day.
Imagine
if I got Deliveroo.
How would Becky deal with that?
Every day again.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no, but what you've talked yourself into, you've talked, your hobby is like, the football.
Let's say
so
coffee.
Say you go to the football every single day.
No, she's not getting a new tattoo every day. She's got three since they met.
Yeah, but it starts like that, doesn't it?
What starts like that? It started before he was around.
You say, listen.
What would you do? How would you stop a woman getting tattooed?
I would stop a woman.
Well, that's the thing you want to do.
Listen, you're fine. You're fine with it.
You're
because you're not going through it. Anonymous is Pavlochenko.
Sorry, Pav, I don't mean to come down against you, but what would you do?
Has Lizzie done anything to change her appearance ever?
She had a haircut.
Did you like it?
I get spooked by change.
Right, so literally, imagine if Lizzie came back with different things on her head, her arms and stuff like that.
I used to cry when my mum used to get a haircut when I was a kid.
Right.
Didn't like it. But the thing is, I wasn't born knowing that my mum was going to be getting haircuts. He got into this relationship knowing that his girlfriend liked tattoos. So it's like...
Your girlfriend likes a haircut?
Yeah, she's done that. And I was largely fine with it.
Ethan, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh,
How has Manisha changed since you met? And are you happy with it?
She hasn't had any, like... any... bits
tattoos
put on her. Yeah, no, she's not going down that route. She doesn't do nails, makeup kind of thing. She's pretty just, I quite like that because I don't really like change as well. So I'm quite happy that she's just the same and hopefully she'll stay that way forever.
Oh, okay. Hopefully.
What do you make of the tattoo under the breast? Because it is a sort of a, the one that you described there.
Yeah.
It is a kind of a slow motion lowering of the blinds, if you will. If you catch my drift there. As time catches up to us, that tattoo may become sort of less and less visible.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've got an idea to put her off. It's from doing it in the future. He needs to get something a bit wacky and say, if you keep doing this to yourself, I'll keep doing this to me.
What's the maddest thing he can get tattooed on himself?
Maybe, how about an elephant head on your knob and the knob's the trunk and you're colouring the knob grey.
Good work.
Sounds painful, but could work. Right, a couple more. William says, all right, lads.
I think we've helped you there, mate. Cheers, yeah. Pav.
Enthusiastic listener here from Chorley. As Joe showed passing enthusiasm in listeners with American-related jobs last week. We basically are looking for people with great jobs. I thought I'd email in. I'm a cartoonist for the New Yorker magazine.
Fuck off.
And often listen to the show in an attempt to spark inspiration from my ideas.
Shut up!
Penis and a knob. Hasn't worked just yet. Not that you guys aren't funny, it's just Ethan in it. Those bulging eyes, they do take out the creative flow. Anyway, keep up the good work. William.
If William, you ever do a cartoon in the New Yorker that is even remotely inspired by us, or if you put a character in the background that looks either a tiny bit like one of us,
yeah, or if one
I
of your
love that,
oh, William, if that's one your of your task. If one of your like cartoon people are like listening to the Sloppy Joe's podcast, imagine like
yeah,
they're like someone's got a phone.
Or let's say you do like you draw a coffee shop or whatever. There's a scene. I don't know what he draws. In the background could be one lad with you know. Some hair and one lad with long hair, and then one lad with bulging eyes working behind the counter.
As you can see, by the way,
imagine we made it into the New Yorker.
It'd be unbelievable.
That'd be my favourite thing that's ever happened. That
ever. We are sponsored now by a hair growing company.
I know.
How that's come full circle, hasn't it? Yes. Final one. Hey, sloppers. My girlfriend of 3 years has recently split up with me after going travelling with my mates. I found myself stumbling into a strip club in Prague after a big night out. Okay. While this is something I don't condone, the drink took over and now I'm stuck with it. Sorry. We broke up and it was a big deal, etc. The problem is we're both at university and living in a flat, just us two.
Oh, dear.
Tension is high and I don't know how the best to handle this situation. Would love to hear your advice. I'm sure McGrath would say that love can strike twice. Smith would say that it's done and done. And finally, the almighty Ethan would say something about his grand's dodgy ankle.
Still has the dodgy ankle, so he's right.
She's struggling on that bloody ankle.
What do you think about this then?
I think he's fucked up.
I'd build your thoughts on that? I'd build a den.
Would you?
Yeah, like a proper, like my half and your
no
half.
No girls allowed to take across it.
Go even full if you child. Have to split the bathroom in two.
You've done that a few times, haven't you?
Have I? Give me enough lime pickle.
What was that? Was that another porcelain bowl smashing in half? Yeah. I've broken three toilet seats in my life, you know, under the weight of my own ass cheeks.
You know, really?
Yeah. Just lean to the side, crack. Lean to the,
do you mean your ass?
Side, crack. And then one, I was cutting my toenails, sat on, I put the lid down, the full lid, sat on that,
the
cracked.
Full lid.
And it went back, a bit of skin dropped through. As it cracked, a bit of skin dropped through.
Oh,
and as
stop.
It took, there was a full line of purple bruise from basically where my ball bag is to my coccyx. My entire bum cheek had been sucked into this crack. It was one of the most painful things of my entire life. It was so bad.
Oh. Anyway, I say just move out, James, when you can.
Yeah, wait till when's the lease? I've been in a similar situation to this, actually. Mm. I broke up with my ex and we were living together.
But she went to a strip club?
We just, you know, drifted apart. But we still had 4 months left on the lease.
Oh,
and we were like, let's just see it out. So we just lived together for 4 months, not together anymore. But not seeing other people, just sort of like,
them moments, what was the worst?
Just a lot of tears and that for a few months. Very emotionally
draining. Would you
cook
stuff together or just...
Yeah, still, we just... Because the reason we broke up is because we just became friends. You what?
What?
What'd you say? What'd you say? Absolutely not. But yeah, so just do that.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we leave here because, as you'll see on Friday, a special guest is about to enter us.
No.
It's Ethan's mum, but she's doing a special edition of this podcast,
she's got some
which
answers.
Will be out on Friday.
She's got some answers. She needs to explain how that happened.
Yes. And also, you do us a favour. Sons, our sponsor. We're not a sponsor in ages. Go follow them on Instagram, if you won't mind. And just say, you've done such a good job sponsoring the Sloppy Joes. Mm. Thank you. Because who knows, it might continue that.
The link is in the description. Make sure you check that out. 40% off using the code JOE40 at suns.co.uk.
Right then, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Go join the Patreon. We had a live show out the other day.
Yeah, you can go back and check out all of our old Patreon specials on the Patreon.
Controversial.
Now, yeah, we collect that out. Well done, Ethan. You absolute knobhead. Right, thank you very much for joining us. Bye-bye,
everyone.
Wave, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. See you later, everyone. Ta-ra.